Is it hard to turn, when somebody slaps you, is it hard to turn the other cheek and just stand there? That'll put you to the test, won't it? That'll find out what you're made out of. That'll find out whether you're really founded on the Word or you still got a little flesh in there. Like I told the church up there Sunday, I said, you know, the Word of God says, Paul told us in Romans, whenever we're buried with Him in baptism, we die. And when we're raised to walk in a newness of life. I said, my only problem is the people I baptize in my church, obviously I don't hold them down long enough. Because they don't die very well. I mean, I'm just telling the truth. Is that the way it is? We don't stay dead long enough. It's so hard, isn't it, to stay dead? You'll have to agree with me. You know, you're a woman. You're a human being. I mean, we can walk in love when people are good to us, but when they're bad to us, it's kind of hard, isn't it? Yes, it is. But we can do it. Now then, it is foolish to belittle a neighbor. A person with good sense remains silent. But that's tough. That is tough. Okay, let's go to the next couple of verses. A gossip goes around revealing secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence. You know, whenever you... that's why I don't tell people when people say, well, let me tell you what my sin is. Okay, and this is the thing, I guess, Cheryl, she is so good at remembering things. She remembers people's names. You know, we'll go somewhere and she's so good at this. Somebody will come up there, and when we later, she's, oh, that was John or Jack or Susie. And Susie, she's the one who had the red glasses, you know, with the black hair. You know, she was wearing the necklace. I said, good grief, I don't remember any of that. You know, but she's great at that, and she can remember people's names. But you know what I have just tried my best to do? When I go and minister to people, I've made a point of this. I try to forget the sin. When they share with me what their sin is, I forget it. I don't want to remember it. Yeah, that's right. He forgets it too. And the reason I don't want to remember it, the next time I walk up to you and I look at you, I don't want to think, well, let's see, you did this and this and this and this. And I think, good grief, she couldn't have possibly changed from this and this and this. You see where I'm coming from? Where if the next time I walk up to you and I forgot everything, I thought, here's a holy woman of God. She ain't never sinned in her life. Now see, that's the way Jesus sees you, right? Once you have got saved and you were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, that's what He did. He cleaned you up, made you perfect and sinless. And so, if I don't remember those, I can't go around talking about them. So therefore, I can't be a gossip. See, a gossip goes around revealing secrets. Now let me tell you something. If you got a secret, keep it. Oh yeah, you got a secret and you say, I've got this wonderful little secret, but I'm just going to tell you.
I don't want to know.
Don't you tell nobody. You got the right that you don't want to know, because if it's that good, you know you're going to have to tell it to somebody else, right? Is that true? That's why when people used to come to me all the time and say, man, I got this great little thing, but I don't want nobody to know. Can I tell you? I say, just what Lisa said. No, don't tell me. I don't want to know. Because if I don't know it, I can't tell it, right? So I don't want to know it because I don't want to be a gossip. A gossip goes around revealing secrets. Well, you can't reveal something you don't know. And so I don't want to know them. But those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence. Now, we'll have to say that when I became a deacon, I was put in a position where when I'd have to go and minister to people, although I didn't understand these principles by a long shot at that day, and how sin brought sickness and disease and everything else, whenever somebody would be in a sin or something like this, and I had to be involved in this to minister to them as a deacon in a church the best way I could, I realized that the pastor told us up front, Pastor Dr. Ben Smith, he was a great man of God. He was a pastor at Lakeland Baptist Church for a long, long time, just retired only a year or so ago. But he told us, he said, now, gentlemen, when people confide in you their secrets, he said, whatever you do, tell no one. No one. He said, one of the guys said, well, that means don't tell anybody in the church. He said, no, I'm telling you, don't even tell your wife. He said, because people can't keep secrets. And one of the men said, well, I could tell my wife, she'd never tell nobody. He said, the only way your wife can keep from telling nobody is if you don't tell her. He said, if you tell her, it's going to get around. So he said, if you tell anybody, he said, somebody that you tell is going to tell somebody else. He said, first thing you know, these things are going to be all over the church. Then we're going to have a major problem. If they confide in you, the deacon council, to keep a secret, and they have to share something with you to be able to pray for them or whatever, and then if they ask you to tell no one, he said, you have to be a man of integrity and never tell no one. And so, boy, I mean, I took him to heart. And so that maybe we'd deal with a man over something, and a year and a half later, it came out. Do you know usually sin will get made known somewhere along the line? A year and a half later, Betty would come to me. She said, honey, I just heard this about happened to this man. I know you dealt and met with this family a year and a half ago. Did you know this? I said, yes, I knew it. Why didn't you tell me? I said, because Brother Ben told us not to ask, not to tell anyone. She said, but I'm your wife. You could tell me. I said, honey, he said, tell no one. Now then, if I take that to heart and he tells me to tell no one, what does that mean? I mean, if I tell my wife, have I broken that confidence? And she may not tell nobody, but if I promise to tell no one, if I tell her, I have sinned. I have broken that confidence. Now, if they say it's not a big deal, we don't care if your wife knows it, then I can tell her. Is that right? Yeah. I mean, but if they say, we don't want nobody to know this, nobody, then what does that mean? Nobody. I mean, you can't, if somebody tells Cheryl something and they confide in her and says, now, she said, well, I'll ask my husband, see what he says. They said, no, I don't want your husband to know about that. And she is required as a woman of integrity to not tell me. Under no conditions, if they told her, don't tell it. Is that right? Yeah. I mean, we as Christians have to be people of integrity. So this is why I have built within myself, ministering to people, I have made it a point to not remember their name or their sin or anything about them when it comes to ministry. I just pray for them and let God do His thing. And then we got this great praise report from Princeton. And that's a few weeks ago. I was at Princeton all by myself. Nobody went with me. I was up there a whole week. Even Cheryl had to stay at home. Something happened, she couldn't go. And I was up there with anywhere from 300 to 400 people every day from Monday through Friday. All by myself. Now, was I really all by myself? No. Who was with me? The King was with me. And I prayed for lots of people. I had a 2 or 2.5 hour session in the morning, in the afternoon, and then a little break, and then more, and then finally had an evening 30-minute meal, and then I had another session till 10 o'clock at night, and I prayed for people. And we got a letter from some of these people. And one of the ones I remember, I don't have a clue who the woman was or man, whoever it was, that had the lung problem. But somebody had lung cancer, and they came up for prayer. Terminal lung cancer. I prayed over them, got them to repent of all their sins, and rebuked the enemy, and prayed over them, and they got a praise report back yesterday, I guess it was. And that was one of the ones, said this person went in to the doctor to be checked, and the doctor could not believe what they saw. Not only were they healed, they had a brand new set of lungs that was a 19-year-old set of lungs. And it was, hey, praise the King. But see, I don't remember the person. I don't remember the sin. I don't know who that was. All I can say is, praise God. The King remembered. He knew. See, I went through everything, getting their sins, but I don't know who they were. If I was to walk up to them right now, And they say, you know, I was the one that had the lung cancer. I say, praise God, that's great. Thank you that you got healed. Thank you, Jesus. But I don't remember your sin. I don't remember what you did or nothing. So that way, I don't have to think about all that old dirty stuff. I don't want that stuff in my heart. Do you? No, I don't want it in there. I've got enough stuff in there already that I have to keep swept out of my heart on a regular basis. I don't want the junk. You know, I want that thing to stay clean and holy so when I pray for people, I can get my answer. And of course, what?
The lady with the back problem too.
What was that one? I forgot that
one. She owned the party place that you had it at, and she had a back problem. She was pregnant, and you prayed for her, and then she was healed.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's another. There were several of them. And of course, see, she remembers all. She read it to me, and she remembers them far better than I do. But I mean, there were so many wonderful praise reports that came out of that. And, of course, I mean, I'm thankful to God for healing all the people. But the one that was the most astounding to me that I'm talking about was the dog. You know, that I mean, one afternoon the guy wanted me to come out, and I guess halfway through this thing, second or third or fourth day, whatever it was. He said, Thurman, my dog, she broke her leg, and I've got, I said, the leg's just flopping. And I've got a bandage around it to hold it straight. I want you to come out to the van and pray over my dog. And I thought, good grief. I mean, I got people in here. I'm teaching from 2 o'clock till 10 o'clock. And you want me to take out time to pray for a dog? But I said, okay, I'll be nice to you. And so I didn't say nothing to him, you know. I mean, you know what's going on in my heart. But I'm saying, okay. I mean, I'm having to wolf down my food, you know, and everybody's trying to talk to me, too, and I'm not getting to sit there in peace and eat. And now he wants me to take out of my lunch break to go pray for a dog. Okay, I'll go pray for the dog. So I wolfed down the rest of my food and ran out there and looked at the dog. Okay, be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Turned to walk off, and he said, well, wait a minute. Let's take the bandage off. And I'm wanting to say, well, why don't you give God time to heal her? And he takes the bandage off, and that dog jumps down out of that car on all four and runs like she ain't never had a broke leg in her life. And he said, look, she's already completely healed. I looked up, and I'm saying, God, if I got to have faith for this, is one time it was just you. I mean, I didn't have nothing. I didn't have no faith. I didn't exercise no faith. I just touched the dog in his name, and he did it. And a week later, after we got back, I got an email from the guy, and the guy's praising the Lord for his dog that's still running and playing. Her leg was broke completely and two, just flopping. And God instantly healed that dog's broken leg.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.